All right, everyone, we are going to call our meeting to order.
This meeting is being recorded.
And this is our December 2025 Game Fish and Parks Commission meeting. Welcome, everyone. We're coming to you from our state capitol building in Pierre, South Dakota. Happy holidays to those that are with us online or with us in the building today. One of the first things I need to do as chair of the commission is the conflict of interest disclosure. This is a form that I have to read at the beginning of every meeting, so I will go ahead and do that. Now's the time for the commission to consider any written or verbal disclosures of conflicts of interest by current and former commission members. If any member of the commission has completed a written disclosure of a conflict of interest, the commission will consider the disclosure at this time. If any commission member wishes to verbally disclosure an interest in a contract as defined in SDCL 3-23-1, a direct benefit from a contract as defined in SDCL 3-23-1, and 3-23-2, or any other conflict with any matter on today's meeting agenda, please identify the contract or other matter in which you have the conflict of interest and generally describe the nature of the conflict. Also, if during the meeting you become aware that you have a conflict of interest with any proposed contract or other matter, please notify the chair of the conflict and generally describe the nature of the conflict. Last, if you disclose a conflict of interest, the commission must vote on whether the matter underlying the conflict is fair, reasonable, and not contrary to the public interest. You may not participate in the commission's discussion and vote on the conflict. With that, do we have any commissioners that feel they have a conflict of interest with any of the issues on today's agenda? Seeing none, we will move on. And I will ask if we have Commissioner Beast with us joining. So we do have Commissioner Beast that is with us via Zoom today as well. Approval of previous meeting minutes. These are the minutes from the November commission meeting. The public as well as commissioners have had the opportunity to look at those minutes, which have been made public. Do we have any questions or concerns regarding those minutes? If not, we do need to approve those, so we need a motion and a second. Move to approve by Commissioner Cole, seconded by Commissioner Locken. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Those meeting minutes are approved from the November commission meeting. Additional commissioner salary days. Do we have any commissioners that have salary days that they need to bring forward? Seeing none, we will move on to number four, the 2026 commission schedule. We had the opportunity to look at this during our November meeting. It was made available to the public as well at this time. We do need to approve and acknowledge the schedule for 2026. We do need a motion, yes. Move to approve by Commissioner Cole, seconded by Commissioner Bartling. We see the commission meeting up before us. It has already been made to approve. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. It is approved for 2026. Very good.